Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Saints. I'm Michael Tivo Mike Jefferson, teaching pastor and the author of the book Victory. This is the Tivo Mike Show, the podcast for TV fanatics who love Jesus. I'm here in the studio with my best friend and our entertainment guru, Mike Warner.
What's up, Saints?
Raped and abused from childhood by her father, with the cameras rolling for profit, Bonnie decides to open up a dark cloud, a shameful path to the one she feels is worthy of knowing her story. And Annalise provides a powerful closing argument for her client who spent 492,750 minutes locked away in solitary confinement. A conversation on confronting your past. It's Thursday, November 1st.
Talk about TV just to reveal JC, yeah. Devo Mike.
Not everyone is worthy of hearing your story.
That's right.
It is something Brené Brown said 2 or 3 months ago that changed and shook me to the core. Because the context of the whole conversation was when you are interacting with someone and having a conversation, a dialogue, you kind of know whether or not this person is paying attention, if they're just wanting to have a shallow conversation, they want to go deeper. And you don't want to be someone who never shares your story, the things that matter. But you also don't want to share the stories that matter to people that don't. So
that's very...
Right? It was a Warner moment I had.
Like that's...
I was like, dang. This person knows Mike Warner. So I typed it up. And it's now in my soul. It's deep in my core belief system now. So it's find someone who is worthy of you sharing your story with. Not everyone's worth it.
That's right.
And the moment shook me in this episode when, because I didn't know the full extent. We had known about the tapes. She was abused, okay, in TV, characters, everybody gets abused. I've been so desensitized because of SVU. You're like, okay, that was hers, boom, shakala, move on. I didn't understand why she unraveled so much with Nate telling her, your kid is alive.
I know.
Or potentially alive, or whatever.
Ugh.
And then it made more sense when she's telling her whole story to the guy in the car, to
Miller,
to her love, I guess. And she's saying, listen, I was raped and abused for a long time. My family knew about it. It was done on camera. It was done for profit because people would click in and watch. And we needed to take care of the family. So I was violated for the benefit, financially, taking care of my family. A child resulted from this evil.
Yeah.
And it's now being brought back in my life, which is unraveling me at the core.
Exactly.
I was already trying to get over it, although, Bonnie, you didn't, so this is good that it happened.
I guess.
And she decides to share it with him.
Yes.
Which meant
he's worth it.
This past, well, to her.
Yes.
This, because she isn't, because I saw him on Nip Tuck. But anyway, so he is listening to her tell this story. And I said, it's a shameful past.
Yeah.
No matter how you slice it.
Yeah.
She's so haunted by this dark cloud of it all. She has a sister who crazy relationship was going on with there. And I think that kid who was in the car is her. I don't know. So we'll find out. But the point was, I felt for her in that moment. I watched that episode, or that scene, 10 times. I kept replaying. I couldn't move on to the rest of the episode. I was so haunted by her telling that. And I just connected with that.
Yeah.
It's when you're violated. When you are violated as a kid, that stays with you in a way.
Forever.
It's like eating garlic. And you don't brush your teeth. And then you go and talk to people. Like the garlic was a while ago. But the garlic is now. Here the violation. Sorry. The violation was a long time ago. But the violation is now. Because look what it's doing to her now.
And that's the thing with the violation. Is when you don't seek the help or you don't get the help after it occurs,
right?
Every time you're ready to open up, you think you're going to be violated, or you're preparing to be violated.
Yes.
So you either push the person away or you cause the violation.
Right. Exactly.
So
just as it is.
It's nothing you can do until you get through it.
Because you have to, because even when the storyline, before she tells Miller what happened, when she's talking with Nate,
yep.
And she's saying, you know, and I had worked, finally got past it, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, Bonnie, you thought you moved past it.
Yeah.
Ignoring it is not moving past.
The thing that I'm not looking forward to is the conversation between her and Maddox.
Right.
Because he still doesn't know.
No. And nor should he know. He has the flip phone.
So he's smart.
His life is already tough.
He doesn't want to be tracked.
He doesn't want his battery to be slowed down on purpose, Apple. Just saying.
Finally some shade.
I know it doesn't catch fire. But still, for you to purposely hurt your own people.
Exactly.
For you to turn it down because you turned it up. Some mess. We try to save the CPU. Shut up. Who you think I am, too? I was born at night, not last night. So anyway, that's what was so horrific about it all, right?
It was crazy. And it was...
And he's the result of the rape.
Liza Wheel, let me just tell you.
They need to have a crossover between
you are
SVU
so
and
good at portraying this Bonnie character.
Yeah, I believe her.
Up until last season,
right.
I still just saw the lady from Saw.
She was in Saw?
She was like the main lady in Saw.
I don't remember Saw.
And
what was she in Saw?
She was the one of the main characters. She was the girl. So I always see that.
What girl?
I'm going to show you. Hold on.
I am so, yeah. I
so up
Bonnie
until last season, I started seeing Bonnie.
So she's been abused as a girl. Then she gets abused in Saw. Did Saw saw her off or something?
No, she was in it for, I think she was in almost every one of them.
What? What character does she play?
Wait a minute.
That's his way of saying, I forgot, but I have to look it
she
up
was...
on IMDb. Because I'm very shocked.
I'll tell you in a minute, because now...
Because Bonnie, her character, I like the development of the character. For a while, I was kind of annoyed with her. And now it's like, I see the dots being connected. I see the puzzle pieces coming together. And
yes.
I have to tell you, Mike is right, people. When you are involved in a traumatic, life-altering experience, you need to seek professional help. And I know that sounds like the world. Like, how do I have time for that? You got to pay for that. Listen, you have to ask yourself, are you worth it? Are you really wanting to get past it and move on and have a healthy, meaningful life? Or are you just trying to get through today at the expense of your life?
Exactly.
Like, because it's going to be tough. I don't know if you know about it, but Santa ain't real, and neither is Columbus Day, and neither is the Tooth Fairy. So life does suck. But you got to ask yourself, are you worth the work? Because you're either going to be miserable forever or get through it forever. This is the TiVo Mike Show.
I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all of my heart. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness, and I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. I will give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And whatever you do, whether it be in word or deed, do it all in the name of our Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through him. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and His love endures forever. Let us give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for mankind. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show, TiVoMike.com, T-I-V-O-Mike.com,
that's TiVo.
Oh, I like that. We should make a little thing,
TiVoMike.com.
Yes! So we're doing it. It'll be up next week. So, anywho.
We'll recap, recovery.
Yes, because it is not Saw.
She's not Shawnee Smith.
Right.
I meant Gilmore Girls.
And you know how every time you saw Saw, you thought Gilmore Girls.
Well, never, ever. But the thing is, Shawnee Smith and Liza Wheel look alike.
Yes, I was going to say, yes.
But
because
I love
Mike
Gilmore
is so
Girls,
good,
she was
guys.
That nerd character who was like,
yes.
No, I'm going to do good in school.
And I'm,
you're not going to get in my way.
Right.
And if you do, I'll trample you.
See, I've only seen the clips of Gilmore Girls when the main lady was on Ellen.
Yes.
Can't think of
Laura Graham.
Yes. Every time Laura Graham was on the show, because they are hilarious together on the show. They get silly.
She's just
and then whatever clip
they
show was all I saw from Gilmore Girls. But the reason Mike made them say, he does think Gilmore Girls is as horrific as Saw.
Not at all.
What it is he is so infamous. He's so good with the characters, and they really are, but they look like their name, their life story, that when he saw one, it related to the other. It wasn't about the movie that made him go, this looks like Gilmore Girls.
The star, yeah.
Because none of the characters ever said, let's play a game. But that's also where Milo Ventimiglia is from, right?
Yes.
Wasn't he Jack there, too?
See, I didn't watch enough Gilmore Girls because I watched in the beginning, and then I guess he was Jesse.
Oh, that sounds right. That sounds like the right
but
name.
But I didn't remember that because I knew him from Heroes.
That's right. He was in the show, too.
Yes, he was one of the ones who was going to save the world. He could fly.
So he was a pretty established character. He's not a new actor.
No.
Okay.
Just he picks his projects wisely.
Right.
And you don't typecast
each of those
him.
Things were big viral hits.
Yeah, you don't typecast him.
Right, because he was completely different people.
Yeah.
I think Jack's going to be tough to get away from, though.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be Jack till the rest.
I think they're going to do, what, seven seasons or six seasons?
Oh, they're definitely going to get an easy six.
Yeah, well, the writer already knows when it's ending, so I think it was six or seven, right?
He stopped. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, if it goes as long as he would like it to, it's gonna be seven.
Seven. Okay. Which means we're already like two episodes away from it because this season's almost done.
I can't do it.
They already had two episodes.
So, but I liked the story. You know what I liked about what they did this week is I didn't care who died at the bachelor party or at the wedding.
Right. Because everything else was so much like you really felt for him.
Yes.
About
oh,
the client.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you, I thought he was guilty. As soon as the dude, first off.
Oh, you thought, the old guy was guilty.
Yeah, first off, why Cliff's first son-in-law got to be the one interrogating him as a lawyer? Come on, brother. You ain't got no other job. I love you. You was good in the Cosby's. Now you taking down the Cosby's.
That's what I'm saying. And he sure did. He was in that interview. He was the first person that turned against Cosby.
Yeah.
And they gave him a job for it.
And he went right at this dude. He was like,
big
oh,
time.
So you remember that was the worst day of your life. So, if you remember, I'm like, bruh, come
calm
on.
Down.
But I love how he used his whole closing argument. Blah, 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 blah. All fancy words, and you're going to find him guilty. And turn around all cocky, like, what?
Yeah, I got
and,
him.
And Lisa was like, listen, I'm not saying my client was crazy all the time.
Right.
But I'm going to say he spent 1 year. In this space. And I was like, why is he taping the floor?
Yes.
It's just 1 year or just short of a year in this space.
Let's just have 1 minute.
And all you heard was this. I And I was like,
wow,
she
first
won.
Of all, that was only 10 seconds.
Yeah,
we
I
should
know.
Go for 50 more.
And I was like, she won.
But see how we couldn't even stop after 10 was enough.
I was like,
I liked how the scene actually went the minute.
Yeah, oh.
And you realize on camera how long a minute is.
Yes.
I said, what the flip? So when I tell my boss I'm going to be a minute late, that's why he's so pissed. I used to think, what's the big deal? It's a minute. Now, like, a whole minute late. My bad, dude. I will be a minute early.
Yes.
I'll be a minute on time. Because that scene, I was like, okay, we get it. And I was like, in my head, like, okay.
I know.
Okay.
I was like, why are they waiting so long? But then, it had to prove a point.
Yes.
All the silence.
And that's for a year.
For 1 minute.
We couldn't handle it for a minute.
Yeah.
Come on now. And what that did was, in the people's brain, it got through all the clutter of the whole trial of whether or not, like, wouldn't that mess you up? A year of nothing.
And these tiny.
I mean, I would love it. But other people aren't like me.
See, I think you would love it.
Yes.
For the first 6 months.
I would love it, yes.
After 6 months, because there's not enough space.
Well, that's true. I'm used to not enough space.
You used to.
Are you able to read a book?
You're not comfortable with it.
You're not able to read anything, are you?
Why?
I'm just wondering if you're in there with anything or
well,
with
no, that thing, it's just you.
So there's
my
no...
bed, it's just you.
No magazine or nothing?
Nothing.
Okay, so maybe... Yeah, maybe 6 months. Then I'm like, all right, I'm ready to like at least see an Oprah show or something.
We got the Thursday.
Nope. I said the show, not the person.
No, but
nope,
you said her name.
But the show.
No, you said
I have to
name.
Say her name.
No, you couldn't
have
said,
I have to say the name.
You could have said I would watch a talk show.
No,
you didn't
no,
say
I
was
talking
name.
About that show.
You didn't say her name earlier.
That's right.
But you said the name.
Yes, because it's not saying the name. It's the show. I'm saying the show. So, ha ha.
If you think so.
Yeah. See what 10 seconds of silence did to me?
Yeah.
It messed me up.
Brought you right back out.
It brought me right back out. 10 seconds in.
But I did love what the episode... Oh, can we talk about Asha and Connor's mom?
What in the Stifler's mother is going on?
Yes.
How in the world did they take us to
like,
go
I
who
hope
is
we get that
killed
story. I hope
to
we
now
get...
we know who's getting... eaten.
Like a Walking Dead meets.
Thank you.
How to Get Away with Murder.
What the fuck they doing? I thought we were getting ready to find the murderer.
Yeah.
Instead, he's having a meal. I'm like, what in the flip is happening? Seriously, dude. Like, does he not have any constraints?
No. She's off to get back at Michaela.
Well, she's not even out there to she get back out her way. She ain't looking at that.
Oh.
She's too busy looking at Bonnie with a side eye.
Yeah. She's giving a mean side eye, too.
Thank you. I want to know who's dead.
Now
part of me doesn't
sure.
care because now, like I said, he's giving the to the mom. We got Bonnie telling her story.
Yep.
But yet she's mad enough now about something else that's taking place, so she's not truly healed yet up yet. Who?
I'm still thinking Nate because we still don't know where Nate is.
But I also, I mean, that would make sense because he's the one we least care about.
Well, that he's the only one out of the people who, like, Oliver wouldn't have the baby on his wedding day.
And we're not getting rid of Oliver. We're not killing the main people.
Yeah, like, we wouldn't give him a wedding. And
we would have
killed
Laurel of the main people. That's the only one acceptable from the main cast that
can we just
killed.
Say, I don't want Laurel and Maddox in a relationship. Like, you don't got to date every brother
which
that comes
Maddox?
To the show.
Oh,
Bonnie
that's
son?
Right, yeah. But remember, she's not dating him. She's doing that because she's getting close to find out why Frank is listening to her.
Okay. All
right. Remember, she came up with that right away.
That
like, all of a sudden, she's helping
she goes,
this guy.
It didn't take much for me to figure out Wes's old apartment.
Thank you. And some rando dude at a basketball court told him I can hook you up. He was like, daggone it. That's right.
I will say, she's smarter.
Yes.
Than I thought she was.
And she's not as annoying this season.
Yes. She's back to Laurel.
Yeah, be Laurel. Don't be... See what happens when you get sucked into the West Vortex? So, West going away has blessed the season.
Everybody.
Everybody's blessed. Everybody, everybody, everybody. Let's get it started. Let's get the show started in here. Let's get it started. That's right, because West is gone.
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
So, I was very happy.
But that's that.
I still think it's Nate. I still think it's... Because he just has nothing else to offer. Like,
and there's no one else that could be alive. Uh-huh.
That, oh, would have, that
or
would
they
have
killed
baby.
Maddox.
Or if they didn't kill Maddox...
Because we haven't seen him in the scenes yet.
That's true.
And that would make her sad that she killed him. That would disturb her to that level.
Who? Bonnie?
Bonnie. because she's disturbed by the fact that she had to do that. Because and the way she put her hand over it was loving. But she had been
and
loving toward Nate
because
she was pissed at Nate.
Yeah, and he would have the baby.
And he would have the child. Because he's figuring out stuff, too, on the side. Yay, take out Maddox. There you go.
That's good. Give him one season. That's
exactly. That's all he needed. You know, he got his checks. Hope he didn't go buy a house yet. Anywho.
Back to...
SVU?
Your past.
Oh, here we go. Oh, yes.
SVU.
Because SVU is bringing
topic.
It up.
First
again.
Off, the young actress who played... Sophie or whatever.
Sophia Bush or the fake name
Sophie
Grace.
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 That girl was talented as
F. Thank you.
Because
thank you.
That scene, the whole thing was just crazy.
Because here's my question. Is this because I become desensitized? When they said the major traumatic event would have needed to take place and it was that rape? Oh, so traumatic. Was it 29 inches big or something? Like, what made her disassociate?
The traumaticness was of her status at the time. Because she was still naive, young girl, coming to college.
And he took that away. And then he died. This is the Diva Mike Show. We'll talk about it next.
A twisted crown of thorns, too small in size, was pressed into his brow and blood flowed in his eyes, blinding him to all but the prize. This is humility personified, the blood of God not realized, his back lashed open both deep and wide, with whips made up of sin and pride. And though men love things that are deified, not a God who's crucified, but that's my God, he comes to die.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show, where Olivia Benson is like Mike Warner, figuring out stuff quick. She pulled the Mike Warner / Vincent D'Onofrio.
Oh.
Not from Daredevil, but from Law & Order Criminal Intent, and pulled it out and was like, realized, no, something's wrong with this woman's brain.
I love how they did the whole interrogating, like, why are you lying?
Right.
Like, but then I love how it caught them, because... The scene where they showed her the yearbook picture.
Oh, my God.
And you can see in her head, like, holy crap.
Like, that kind of looks like...
And then she's very pretty.
Wow. I was like, you are pretty. What is... Are you not connecting?
And that's when I was like, oh, something happened. I love how they gave the explanation that whatever traumatic happened, she wanted to be dead.
Right.
But instead of going through the demise of killing herself, she killed her identity.
Right. And isn't that something? Like, how well you can kill your identity, your brain to protect itself, disassociated it. It's wild.
And when the dad, because I was thankful, thank you, Dick Wolf, for not making the dad the predator.
Oh, my God.
I was so nervous that that's
yeah,
because
I was
going.
Like, not another Bonnie. I was like,
and then
and
when
the mom
said,
felt guilty. The new mom's like, maybe I shouldn't have gone to, and then. You could just tell that was destroying them. Oh,
it was crazy. So I love when she's like, all right, let's go back to the college. And Twitter, you guys are so funny because, yes, they didn't go after Hudson University this season. It was another college.
It's always Hudson, man.
So I love how she took her back and they're going through everything. And,
yes.
And then she saw the couch. That
as soon as I saw the couch, I was like, what the flip?
I know. What tenured teacher?
Thank you. Needs a couch.
But, No, didn't get rid of that old beat-up looking couch. What killed me or what hurt me was her reaction to the couch.
Right.
I was like she was all happened. Walking around like it's no big deal. You could tell she was still trying to fight off.
She didn't want to go. As soon as she got into the hallway,
yeah.
She realized right there. She goes, okay, let's go to the other quad spot. It's like, no, we're getting somewhere close.
Well, here. Let's just stay here.
Let's just keep going. I'm going to push you. And you're going to confront them. It's going to be wonderful. Oh, wait. What are you doing in my office? Your office?
Oh,
I thought this was... Even her telling her story about what happened, how he grabbed her. Like, it's one thing to use the line
authority,
of the professor's like, well, you know, if you do this tit for tat, then I'll give you an A or whatever. But when she said no, and he forced it, So the professor went from just being a...
just coercing it and being a pervert.
Being a pervert to being... Wow.
A predator.
You went from pervert to Weinstein quick. It's like, wow. Man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's bad.
It was horrible. And the worst part is the naivety of it all. Because she was a young girl who came here to go to school.
Right. For her dream.
And you took it from her, there was no remorse in it.
And how she said, I like how she boils it down. For you got your few minutes of sex, and I lost my life.
Yeah. And that scene at the graveyard.
When they said that he died, I was like, well, you can still have this moment. Just go talk to his grave. But
that scene was so powerful.
It was powerful. Oh. And then when it turned and you see her parents there, I cried. Because that means they... I'm glad she's there with Olivia, but I'm like, she should be there with so they know it's not them. And then the whole thing, they were just trying to be supportive, and she got it out. And it was what I learned in a sexual abuse class we took at our church. We wrote letters to our abusers. And because some of them are still alive, but, you're not going to drudge up the past. So, but you write a letter to them.
Yes.
Being fully honest about
how I felt, right. What it did to you,
the damage, the residue of it.
Yes.
All. And then we read them. And when we read them together, it was like that moment at the grave. Because we brought it to our class.
It wasn't hurting you anymore. It wasn't beating
everybody
you
down. Was in the room and we're having our moments. We're like, this is us. Like, it's okay. You could do it, brother. And it was such a real moment because you have to. You have to pull it out, and it's not a one and done.
No.
It takes stages, and then you're finally free of it when you can tell the story without the tears.
Yes.
Then you've fully gotten it out, but that takes a while.
I loved Carisi this episode. I loved every part of how he was like trying to be there for
Grace, trying to be supportive,
and then when he found the anger in what it was like when that dude was like whatever. Oh, consensual. Even Finn was
right.
Like, oh,
right.
Yo, they was...
Finn is
that,
so real.
You said the wrong phrase involving a victim to the two wrong people of the show. Like,
thank you.
I said the stone. It could have been like, all right, we'll figure it out. We'll get to it. But you said it to the hood nigga.
Thank you.
And you said it to the moral nigga.
Like, I was going
to
say...
Like, you can't mess with those two brothers. They ain't going to get you. Because Creasy, also you see him put on a sable sleeve.
Right, yes. It was over. Like, you don't do that.
Consensual. Oh, man. As soon as he said consensual, Finn was like,
how in the flip? I will consensually punch you in the face.
Yes.
And consensually kick you in the teeth. And consensually put you in jail. And you and Bubba, hopefully you all can be consensual as you please. This is the Consensual Fever Mike Show. We'll consensually be back.
If you love TV,
$405 and Libby.
If you love Jesus,
hallelujah.
We're going to love TiVo Mike. The TiVo Mike Show is a daily internet radio show that features the best of popular culture with a Christian point of view. TiVo Mike teaches you about Jesus and popular TV shows with the entertainment guru, Mike Warner. From The Walking Dead to The Big Bang Theory, you'll experience entertainment that fills your spirit. The TiVo Mike Show airs weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. Or subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. Learn more at TiVoMike.com. That's TiVoMike.com.
The whole time. Yes, I was Kelly Kiddish. Oh, wouldn't that be good?
No. How you claim two pregnancies?
good point.
But I will say,
oh, gosh.
It has not lost its flame yet.
Oh, no, it hasn't.
I thought season 20, we're going to start seeing early hiccups.
No.
And there's none.
It strives on. The storytelling of it all. They're getting better.
Coming.
And they're getting better at telling the story in a from a different angle each time.
Yes, it's not always from the victim perspective or...
Exactly, and it'll all respond the same way.
Yeah,
it's not, oh, I got raped, now I'm sad and lonely and depressed.
Yeah.
Sometimes, oh, I made my own life. Oh, I made a second life. I made my own choices. I accept it. I move on. Like, there's just different
room now. Like,
parts of it.
Different outcomes.
Yes, and this all goes down to human choices.
Mm.
The choices we make based on what has happened to us with the best information we have at the time.
Yes.
And... it's one of the reasons I talk about money so much is because to me that's a universal theme. Money happens to us all, but how we choose to respond to it will speak volumes of our own empowerment.
Yes.
With it. Because we all get it. We just get a different amount, but we can all get to a different level. How do you control it, or does it control you? Do these things that happen to these victims control them, or do they control what happened, their reaction to what happened to them?
Yep.
Because, I mean, Olivia, every time you see Olivia, she's a standing testament to what you can do with your life. She's a result of the rape, you know, and what she's doing with her life, her legacy.
Yes.
I think is an enduring hope. People say, why do you watch that show? It seems so depressing. It is depressing, but there's enough hope in it. Because those people still need help.
Exactly.
And she's there to do it. And she hasn't been made cynical by the job, which is a blessing.
Thankfully.
Every time they have a beginning episode and she's just smiling and they have an opening and she's doing something regular, like working out or she's with her kid or whatever, I just go, that's already the episode.
Yeah.
The fact that it's what she sees and she's smiling.
Yeah.
And you know how you can do that? It's if you follow Jesus daily and not just Sunday.
That's right. Mm. The TiVo Mike Show is produced by Michael Jefferson. Our soundboard operator is Mike Warner. And our theme music is by Eric Dino. Special thanks to Sharon Jefferson, Sandra Warner, Matthew Jefferson, Desiree Hidalgo, and Shanika Goodine. That's it for the TiVo Mike Show. I'm Mike Warner. See you tomorrow when we explore redeeming messages drawn from secular TV shows that are worthy of being watched.